Harper Audio presents Guys Read, The Clack Brothers Museum, by Kenneth Opel, performed by Todd Habercorn. When the train arrives in Meadows, it seems to Luke to be just like all the other forlorn places they've stopped along the way. Over the PA system, a woman says, "Ladies and gentlemen, our station stop will be longer than scheduled. A freight train is derailed up the track. We'll be here roughly 5 hours."
5 hours. That's 5 more hours in an already endless trip.
"Want some fresh air?" his father asks.
Luke looks out the window. There is a gravel parking lot beside the weather-beaten station. Curling shingles, water dripping from a busted downspout. Across the road are several bleak houses whose front windows look onto the tracks. In one window, he spots an elderly couple sitting side by side on lawn chairs, peering out. The man raises a pair of binoculars to his eyes.
"See that?" Luke says to his dad. "This is big excitement in Meadows."
They step off the train. The air has a bite to it. There is snow on the rooftops and on the grass. Luke looks back at the train, the rolling torture chamber that's been taking them across the country. He's spent 2 nights aboard it already. It is March break, and Dad has decided this would be a good trip for them to take together. Mom's with Olivia in Fort Lauderdale. Luke wishes he were on the beach in Florida, looking at palm trees. There would be girls to look at, too. As it is, he is the youngest person on the train, not counting the crying baby that belongs to the exhausted couple from England. Even his dad is young compared with most of the passengers.
"I didn't want to come on this trip."
"You're loving this trip," his father says distractedly.
"If you say so."
His father sighs and looks at him.
"Not at all?"
Luke shrugs. Shrugging is very efficient.